on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Biloxi Shuckers and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Biloxi Shuckers. Shuckers Baseball is on the air. It's time to get set for the action on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Biloxi Shuckers Baseball is brought to you by Coca-Cola, the official soft drink of the Shuckers, Connecticut Sausage, Hafford EMS, the Sarge Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network, Qdoba Mexican East, Renova Roofing, Glass Doctor of the Gulf Coast, The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, and Ground Zero Blues Club Biloxi, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers. Time to get set for the action. The Biloxi Shuckers pregame show starts now.
From the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth at Keesler Federal Park in Biloxi, Mississippi, we welcome you to the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show ahead of the 71st game of 136 in the 2024 season for the Biloxi Shuckers. Jay McLeod alongside you as we get set for first pitch. The Shuckers enter today at 32-38 on the season, 2-1 in the second half. Pensacola at 39-32 on the year. They are at 1-2 in the second half. Javik Blake along with you. Game 4 of a 6-game set upcoming between Biloxi and Pensacola. The first 3 in this series have been incredibly close, to say the least. All 3 decided by exactly 1 run. That has continued a trend that we have seen throughout this season series. 8 of the first 14 games between these two teams in 2024 have been decided by just 1 run. Last night, Xavier Warren, a big 3 RBI night, led the Shuckers to a 3-2 win over Pensacola. The bullpen terrific as well. 6 shutout innings to finish things out, including a win for T.J. Shuckers, 3 2/3 innings. Craig Yoho and Blake Howlip, 2 1/3 scoreless to finish out a Shuckers win. We'll take a break. When we come back, it's time for today's pregame interview. As always on Fridays, we are joined by Shuckers bench coach and acting manager Fidel Pena to chat a little bit about this week and heading into the second half. Everybody starts 0-0. We also talk to Fidel a little bit about that Shuckers bullpen, and we also touch on Xavier Warren's big-time night on Thursday. Comes your way next before first pitch at 6:35 on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Bring the family to the ballpark for Fun Day Sunday at every Shuckers Sunday home game. Kid-friendly events will be available, including pregame autographs, kids run the bases, and a catch on the field after the game. Fans can save over 35% with a Fun Day Sunday package that includes a reserve-level seat and a meal voucher. Reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey Shuckers fans, it's your broadcaster Javik Blake here to remind you, as the birthplace of Mardi Gras celebrations in Mississippi, the city of Biloxi and the coast have a special place in the holiday's history. For the 2024 season, the Shuckers will take inspiration from the festivities and rebrand as the Biloxi King Kinks on May 11th, June 15th, June 30th, and August 30th. Get your tickets today and join in on the celebration at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
This is Kurt Hogue, Milwaukee Brewers beat reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. You're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show, getting set for Friday Night Baseball. Biloxi Shuckers, Pensacola Blue Wahoos. Time for today's pregame interview. I'm Jay McBlake, and as always, on Fridays, we're joined by Shuckers bench coach and acting manager, Fidel Pena. Fidel, appreciate you joining us.
Thank you for having me. My pleasure.
It's been a fun week. A lot of close games, but Shuckers have won two of the first three, and it's a fresh start as well. Start the week 0-0 in the second half. How important has it been to stack some early wins?
Definitely, you know, we definitely built on some good momentum we had towards the end of the first half. You know, the guys played some really good baseball like last maybe 2-3 weeks of the season, and we have carried that into the new half. And the guys are, you know, like they just continue to build off of that.
One of the big things as well is the ability to win close games. You've won 8 of your last 10. A lot of them have been close. Almost 60% of the games this year have been decided by 2 or less. Something that has been kind of a theme from the team this season is their resiliency in those close games. How much have you seen that tick up recently, and especially this week against Pensacola?
I mean, it's always fun, you know, to see that, you know, whenever the games are in the line and then the pitching comes in and do the thing, and or there's always like one big you know, play that saves the game. Like, it's always fun to see that, because like that's when like where the guys develop the most, you know, when the game's on the line, when there's some pressure, that's when the game asks for more out of them, and then it's good to see them respond. So that's always fun.
What's been the messaging to this team about continuing what has really just been a terrific month of June?
I mean, just continue to do what you're doing, continue to take care of yourself. You know, it's getting hotter by the minute out here, so obviously, you know, being responsible, staying hydrated, doing your thing in the gym, and just really managing, you know, like your body, and, you know, giving it what it needs, you know, the rest it needs, the hydration it needs. Like, it's just going to continue to be the message to the guys. Just take care of yourself.
The bullpen has been a lot of fun to watch over the past couple of weeks, and you guys have a number of fun horses down there, whether it's Blake Holub, Justin Yeager, Craig Yoho, Sam Carlson, Caleb Bowman. The list goes on and on and on. How exciting is it to be able to turn to guys with as much talent as you guys do have down in that bullpen?
I mean, it's always fun, you know, having guys that you can trust that are going to come in and throw strikes and you know, just challenge the opposing batters, you know, just coming at them and just make something happen. You know, it's really good to have those veteran arms, you know, in the back of the bullpen that have really helped us, you know, in those really close games like you mentioned before.
The offense playing well, the defense playing well, the pitching playing well. How much does it take pressure off each of the other parts when everything's firing in all cylinders?
I mean, like, for you to win a game, everybody has to do the job, and like every aspect of the game has to be taken care of. And so whenever everything is working, you know you're gonna have some, you know, some success, and it's good to see that. It's good to see the guys, you know, just going out there and taking care of the baseball, hitting, you know, in big spots, and then the pitching coming up and making some big pitches for us.
Xavier Warren last night, a terrific night. 3 runs driven in. He's now driven in a run in each of his last 5 games. What have you seen from him at the plate that's contributed to what has been a big stretch the last couple of games and a big-time month of June?
I mean, he's been working on some adjustment with JJ in the cages, and it's obviously paying off for him. You know, he's, you know, gaining more confidence, you know, coming out there and just putting it all out there and just trusting what he's doing in the cages, and it's really paying some dividends for him.
When you talk about that confidence, how much has it helped this team confidence-wise with the last 2 to 3 weeks they've had? They're averaging over 5 runs a game in the month of June, and, well, it's almost July.
Well, that's good. You know, that's always good to see. And it's just been a team effort. You know, like, everybody's, like, putting, like, the little pieces and it's all just coming together real well for us. Like I said, like, it's been great to see the guys, you know, come together and play some really good baseball in the last 3-4 weeks, probably.
Talking about really good baseball, you got a really good starter going tonight in Logan Henderson, who has just been a joy to watch the last couple of weeks with this ball club. What have you seen from him that's really stood out over the past few starts of his here in Double A?
I mean, he joined us, probably just over 3 weeks ago or something like that, and he's just been a professional at everything he does. You know, the way he takes care of his body, the way he goes about his business has been great, and it's really paying some dividends for him as well, you know, with some really good results on the mound. He has been, like, lights out for us. Like, every start has been 5-plus innings, and he's just really, you know, dominated the, you know, the Double-A level so far. So it's just good to see him succeed. You know, like those kids that come up and and they just get used to the league right away, and they come with some good routines, and like they're really pros. Like that's really good to see for those guys.
It makes it a lot of fun to watch. Appreciate the time, Fidel.
Thank you, man. Appreciate you.
This has been today's pregame interview. Shuckers and Blue Wahoos coming up next.
This is Rochelle with Hill and Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Hill and Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Hill and Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville in Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville in Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and downtown Gulfport.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show from Keesler Federal Park in Biloxi, Mississippi. We are getting set for the fourth game of a six-game set between the Biloxi Shuckers, AA affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers, and the Pensacola Blue Wahoos, AA affiliate of the Miami Marlins. Shuckers have won two of the first three, and tonight they'll send one of their best starters in the rotation in the righty Logan Henderson. He's made three starts in AA, thrown 16 innings, and has allowed just two runs. He's 3-0 with a 1.13 ERA, three starts, 16 innings, two walks, 19 strikeouts, and opponents hitting just 207 against him. Meanwhile, for Pensacola, it's the lefty Luis Palacios, who was up to 102 miles an hour in his last start. He's 5-4 in the year with a 4.71 earned run average, 12 starts, 63 innings, 10 walks, 53 strikeouts, and opponents hitting 271 against him. Time to take a look at the starting lineup for both sides. It is built by Renova Roofing for the Shuckers. Dylan O'Ray is in the leadoff spot tonight, playing center field after his first multi-hit game in AA last night. Carlos Rodriguez patrols right and bats second. Brock Wilkin in the DH spot today, bats in the three spot. And Darian Miller bats cleanup and slots in behind the plate on defense. Eric Brown Jr. bats in the five spot and plays short. Ernesto Martinez Jr. is at first, was out of the lineup yesterday, back in it today, and he bats in the six spot. Noah Campbell playing left, bats in the seven spot. Xavier Warren, after a massive night last night, drove in all three of the Shuckers' runs in a 3-2 win. He plays third and bats in the eight spot. Meanwhile, Casey Martin bats ninth and will play second. For Pensacola, Jacob Marcy leads it off and plays center. Jacob Berry bats second and plays third. Joe Mack, the designated hitter today, is in the three spot. Paul McIntosh bats behind him in the cleanup spot, and he will be behind the plate and catching. Cody Morissette plays second and bats in the five spot. Diego Infante commands right and bats sixth. In the seventh spot, Bennett Hostetler, we saw last night enter as a defensive replacement for Joe Mack at the catching position. Instead today, gets the start at first base and bats seventh. In the eighth spot, Tanner Allen plays left. And in the ninth spot, Harrison Spahn plays short and bats ninth. Shackers have taken two of the first three in this series. Each and every one of the first three games have been decided by just one run. We'll take a break. When we come back, it's time for first pitch. Logan Henderson trying to follow up a 10-strikeout performance in this ballpark. Last time, he pitched in Biloxi and trying to follow up 5 1/3 shutout innings, which he did last time out against Rocket City. Logan Henderson and the Shackers against Luis Palacios and the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. A win clinches at least a series split for Biloxi. This is Biloxi Shackers Baseball on the Biloxi Shackers Radio Network. First pitch on your way next from Biloxi.
Hey, this is Mason Fitzpatrick, Senior Account Executive with the Biloxi Shuckers. The Cloud 7 Skybox at the ballpark offers an upscale indoor-outdoor baseball experience. Enjoy great views from the suite level of the ballpark while dining on delicious food and unlimited beverage service in an air-conditioned lounge throughout Shuckers home games. For more information to book your group outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Hey, this is Macon with the Biloxi Shuckers. Treat your youth team to an MVP experience with the Shuckers Field of Dreams package, perfect for your youth baseball and softball players. Your package includes taking the field with the Shuckers for the national anthem, a team photo, food vouchers, and recognition on the video board. For more information and to schedule your outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Join the Shuckers in honoring servicemen and women on Military Wednesday at the ballpark. At every Wednesday home game, all military personnel can receive a $3 discount on dugout, box, and reserve level tickets. The Shuckers will also honor military members with their special military-themed alternate jerseys. For game time, schedules, and tickets, visit the Shuckers box office and BiloxiShuckers.com.
And we're back with the action. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever?
That's right, Jim. With an irresistible taste and zero sugar, Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any sports fan. So make sure you... Wait, Jim, I didn't mean try it right now. We're still on the air.
Best Coke ever? Take a taste, Jen.
Really?
No, not right now, Jen. We got a game to call.
The brand new Shucker Shop is your destination for all Shuckers, King Cakes, and Beach Chickens merchandise. Doubling in size this past offseason, make sure to stop by for hats, apparels, novelties, and more. Visit the shop at the ballpark or visit them online at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Pitch, runners go. Wilkin hammers it deep to left. Dyer's back. It is fair. Gone. Bryant slam. Brock Wilkin, and it's 9-1. Back up the middle. Zamora ranges over, slides, gets it at short. Fires the first in time. Third base side. Wilkin backhands it into foul territory. Pirouettes. Fires the first. Bobby the pick.
This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM.
Baker comes home. Tip foul into Miller's glove, strike three, and it's 5 in a row.
Your home for the AA affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers all season long.
And drives it in the right down. Ball game over. Xavier Warren, the hero. Lamar Sparks scores, and it's a 9-8 Shuckers winner.
Time to head out to the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth with the voice of the Shuckers, Javik Blake.
Kiesler Federal Park in Biloxi, Mississippi. We welcome you to the 71st game of 136 for the Biloxi Shuckers in 2024 and the fourth game of six in this series between the Shuckers and Pensacola. Hello, everybody. Welcome inside our coverage. David Blake alongside you from the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth. And it is what could potentially be a holiday here in Biloxi, Mississippi. It is Logan Henderson's start day. The righty, who's been nothing short of terrific for Biloxi in 2024, makes the start tonight. It's his fourth in AA, and the first three have been nothing short of dominant. 3-0 with a 1.13 earned run average. Tonight is fourth start of the season with Biloxi in his first three, 16 innings, two walks, 19 strikeouts, and opponents hitting 207 against him. Jacob Marcy will lead it off from the left side for Pensacola and play center. It's a lineup that is built by Renova Roofing. Jacob Berry and the third base spot bats second. Joe Mack, DH in today, bats third. Paul McIntosh bats in the cleanup spot and slots in behind the plate as the starting catcher for Pensacola. Cody Morissette plays second and bats fifth. Diego Infante commands right field and bats in the sixth spot, 7-8-9. Bennett Hostetler, Tanner Allen, and Harrison Spine. Henderson fires his final warm-up pitch of the day. Miller fires it down to second. It's time to play some baseball. Logan Henderson, one of the top arms in this Brewers system. The 16th-ranked Brewers prospect by MLB Pipeline, 22nd by Baseball America. And for the first time in his career, he takes on the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. Henderson's ready to go. Marcy's ready to go. And here we go. First pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball at 93. And we're off and running. First pitch time tonight, 6:36 p.m. Central. It is a warm summer night in Biloxi, 88 degrees and partly cloudy. The 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Fastball up and away at 94. The count goes to no balls and two strikes. Henderson, a three-pitch guy. Fastball, slider, and a changeup. That changeup, one of the best not only in his arsenal, but in the Brewers system. The 0-2 pitch. Misses off the outside corner. Fastball at 94. And the count goes to 1-2. Marcy this year hitting 178 with a 330 OBP. The very back of the left-handed box. Now the 1-2 pitch. Called strike three. Henderson opens the day with a strikeout. And Marcy's retired. Fastball at 93 that catches the outside black. Home plate umpire Joe McCarthy brings up Marcy for the first down. Brings up the switch hitter, Jacob Berry. Henderson's been dominant with that fastball throughout his first couple of starts. Last time at home, 10 strikeouts over 5 2/3 innings. Switch hitter Berry up from the left side. Henderson fires. Berry takes strike one. Fastball at 93. Anderson kicks and delivers. Berry swings and misses. Changeup at 82, down low and away. And the count at no balls and two strikes. That changeup has been tabbed one of the best in all of minor league baseball. Henderson named coming into this season as the Brewers prospect with the best changeup and the best control. And so far he's walked just two batters in his first 16 1/3 double-A innings. Henderson takes a breath. Now the pitch. Wave and a miss. Jacob Berry down on strikes. He goes back to the well with a fastball at 93. And it's back-to-back strikeouts to start the day from Henderson. And up comes the lefty, Joe Mack. Two out, nobody on. We're just underway in the top of the first inning. Shuckers and Pensacola scoreless. Lefty Joe Mack digs in, hitting 250 on the year. Henderson fires. Misses low, and the count goes to 1-0. Mack, a team-high 250 average, leads the team in just about every offensive category. 12 homers, 36 driven in, 322 OBP, and an 808 OPS. The 1-0 pitch. Mack swings and misses. A long swing on a 93-mile-an-hour fastball, and the count evens 1-1. Henderson works first base side of the rubber and fires. Chopped foul, first base side, and he gets ahead in the count. One ball and two strikes. That was the changeup at 81. Count one ball, two strikes, two away. Henderson set at the belt, kicks and delivers. Swing and a miss. 94 on the gun, and Henderson strikes out the side to start the day.
How about that bat flip, Joe?
No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We're through a half inning of play. The Shuckers go to work against the lefty Luis Palacios when we come back on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey guys, splash in with the newest attraction at the ballpark, Schooner Splash Zone, presented by Gulf Breeze Landscaping. Schooner Splash Zone offers a safe aquatic experience for kids of all ages with over 20 different water spray features. It includes some big and small nautical-themed features, multiple ground sprays, hey, and even a slide. The Splash Zone is free for all kids to use during the 2024 season, so reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Bottom of the first inning at Keesler Federal Park. Jay McBlake back alongside you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Pensacola scoreless in the top of the first. And the Shuckers now go to work against the lefty Luis Palacios. 5-4 with a 4.71 earned run average. He's been terrific against Biloxi. Two starts, 12 innings, no runs allowed. And he faces off against the lefty Dylan O'Ray at the top of the order. Ray digs in back of the left-handed box. Palacios delivers. O'Ray chops it towards first. Two hops to Hosteller. He takes it to the bag himself. And O'Ray, just as he did last night, first pitch swinging, grounds out to first. He brings up the lefty Carlos Rodriguez. Carlos Rodriguez digs in. We're scoreless in the bottom of the first inning. Bennett Hostetler, the first baseman today. The pitch is a called strike on the outside corner. And the count goes to no balls and one strike. Cody Morissette at second. Harrison Spahn at short. Jacob Berry's at third. The 0-1 pitch. Rodriguez swings and hits it on one hop up the middle. Spahn collects it behind second. Fires to first. It's wide, and it sneaks by Hostetler's mitt. It goes as an E6 on Spahn. That's his fifth error of the season. And the Shuckers get a man on with one away for Brock Wilkins.
Number 25, Brock Wilkins.
Rodriguez takes his lead off first. 13 stolen bases this season. Time for the most out of anybody on this Shuckers roster. The pitch. Randy Wilkin takes low. The count goes to 1-0. Joe McCarthy, the home plate umpire tonight. Chandler Durham, the first base umpire. And Warren Eubanks is the third base umpire. The 1-0 pitch. Wilkin takes low. It's a slider at 76. And the count goes to 2-0. Palacios checks back to first. Rodriguez was just a step off the bag. Now he's back in time. Palacios sets. Now the lefty fires. The righty Wilkin drives it towards deep center. Marcy, the center fielder, drifts back on it, under it, and he makes the catch. Rodriguez retreats back to first, and up comes the lefty Darian Miller. Just to finish out the defensive alignment, Tanner Allen in left, Diego Marcy in center, and Diego Infante commands right. Miller hitting 216 this season, in from the left-handed side. Gets the pitch. It's called strike one. Fastball in the outside corner at 89. Palacios stands in 6'2", 160 pounds, a native of Cagua in Venezuela. The pitch, first to check back to first. Rodriguez is back in time. Palacios again checks back to first, and Rodriguez once again is back standing. Palacios a long way. Now delivers. Miller pops it foul, third base side. Barry ranges over, but it's into the seats. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Miller hitting 216 this season, but he has reached base more than anybody else that's worn a Shuckers uniform this season. A 413 OBP. Thanks to more walks than anyone else on this team, and he's been hit by a pitch more than anybody else in this league. The 0-2 pitch. Miller takes off the outside corner. It's a sinker at 89. And the count is at 1-2. Miller went 0-4 yesterday. Two ground outs, a fly out, and a strikeout. The 1-2 pitch. Miller takes low and away. It's a slider at 80 miles an hour. The count even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. We're scoreless in the bottom of the first inning. Shuckers have a runner on first with two away. The 2-2 pitch. Miller chops it. Left side of the infield. Spahn ranges over. Backhands it at short. Loops it to first. Just in time, and it beats Miller. Spahn committed the error earlier in the inning. He deems himself there with a nice backhanded play at short. No runs, no hits. One error. One runner left on base. We go to the second. Pensacola and Biloxi are scoreless in the Shuckers Radio Network.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuiltTrailersMS.com.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvette Street in Biloxi.
Top of the second inning, and Logan Henderson is back to work after a dominant first inning. Needed all of 11 pitches to strike out the side, and he faces the righty Paul McIntosh in the cleanup spot in his Blue Wahoo's order. The righty Henderson delivers. It's a called strike one. Fastball in the inside corner at 91 miles an hour. McIntosh batting 238 this season. Six homers, 27 driven in. Henderson kicks and delivers. Just misses off the outside corner. Fastball at 92. And the count evens 1-1. With those three strikeouts in the first inning, Henderson now has 22 strikeouts to just two walks in his first 17 double-A innings. The 1-1 pitch misses up and in. Trying to dot the slider at 81 and just slipped out of his grasp. Count of two balls and one strike. Henderson comes set. Works almost exclusively out of the stretch no matter what. Fires. Ruled the ball off the inside corner at 92 with a fastball. The count at three balls and one strike. Not a count that Henderson finds himself in very often in a three-ball count. He delivers. McIntosh tips it foul at the plate. Went about a quarter of the way in a 78-mile-an-hour changeup. The count at three balls and two strikes. Three balls, two strikes, nobody out. Henderson from the stretch delivers. Waving a miss. McIntosh took a big rip at a 92-mile-an-hour fastball, and it is four consecutive strikeouts to start the day from Henderson. And there's one away for Cody Morrison. He has overpowered this Blue Wahoos lineup to start the day. Lefty Morissette steps in. 216 hitter this year. The pitch from Henderson is a called strike on the outside corner. And the count goes 0-1. Well, and you hear it behind us. Not to be alarmed, there is a fire alarm going off in the broadcast booth at the moment. The 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Changeup at 80 miles an hour down low. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. So if you can, please ignore the loud beeping and flashing. Well, you can't see the flashing. We're on radio. But ignore the beeping that's happening behind us currently in the booth. Everything is okay at the ballpark. The 0-2 pitch. Morissette takes off the outside corner. A changeup at 81. And the count at 1-2. That's how good Logan Henderson's been. He's made the firearms go off. The fastball's been so good. The 1-2 pitch. Popped up. Third base side. Warren tracks out to short left. Uses his glove to shield the sun. And he makes the catch. Firearms are going off, and Logan Henderson's smoking hot right now. Two out, nobody on, and the righty Diego Infante steps in. 280 hitter this year, a home run, three driven in, and a 308 OBP. The pitch to Infante is a called strike one, a fastball at 91. We're scoreless in the top of the second inning. Two out, nobody on. Henderson comes set, first base side of the rubber. Now he delivers. Infante waves and misses. 93-mile-an-hour heater. And the count at no balls and two strikes. Henderson kicks and fires. Pops foul, first base side and out of play. And the count stays at 0-2. That foul ball brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor at 228-641-9167. Henderson delivers. Jack swing and a changeup low. First base umpire Chandler Durham says he does not go. And the count at one ball and two strikes. One ball, two strikes, two away. Henderson delivers. Infante waves and misses. Logan Henderson's on fire. Five strikeouts in two innings, and down goes Infante. A 92-mile-an-hour fastball. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We're scoreless through an inning and a half, and Logan Henderson has been dominant on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Thirsty Thursday presented by PBR, Coca-Cola, and Kicker 108 is back. Kick off the weekend with $2 PBR bottles, drafts, hot dogs, and Coca-Cola products. Fans can splash in with $4 draft beer specials on Miller Lite and Coors Light at the first and third base beer gardens. Fans can also cash in on almost 60% savings with the Thirsty Thursday deal, which includes a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers for $16 in advance. Reserve your seats today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey guys, Trey Bowman, head groundskeeper of Biloxi Shuckers. Rep the Shuckers all season long with T-Shirt Tuesday at Shuckers Ballpark. Be one of the first 250 through the gates during every Tuesday home game and receive a special Shuckers T-shirt. Each Tuesday features a different design, so you don't want to miss out. Reserve your tickets today at Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Be the all-star of your team with the sweet experience at the ballpark. With an indoor air-conditioned hospitality area and outdoor seating, a suite is the perfect way to entertain clients, reward employees, or bring your group out for a night of Biloxi Shuckers baseball. For more information and to reserve your suite, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Welcome back to Keesler Federal Park. Jay McBlake alongside you as we move to the bottom of the second inning. The storyline tonight has been Logan Henderson. Five strikeouts in two innings. Lefty Luis Palacios fires. It misses away to the righty Eric Brown Jr. As we welcome you back, I am Jay McBlake, and we are joined by a very special guest. It is Charlie Oaks, the senior director of the Gulf Coast region for Sparklight. The pitch misses away, and the count goes to 2-0. First up, thanks much for joining us. Great to have you guys here.
Yeah, Javik, I tell you, you give me far too much credit. I don't deserve the accolades. I'm just a flunky enjoying the beautiful night here, watching an amazing game of baseball.
Man, that's a fun way to do it right there.
That's right.
Eric Brown Jr. up in the count, three balls and no strikes. You're here with Sparklight. They're giving away a ton of different things, whether it's some Stanleys, some Yetis. It is all things needed to keep the drinks cool. The pitch misses off the outside corner. And Eric Brown Jr. draws a walk. But for people who do not know, what is Sparklight?
Yeah, it's a great question. So, believe it or not, you know, some people don't know, but we've been embedded in this community for almost half a century. And you know, from one end of the coast to another, and we offer advanced broadband internet services. You know, up to 1 gigabit of speeds currently. And we also offer the traditional video services. And I thought I was gone.
Nestor Martinez Jr. just smashed that one foul. It was a slow slider at 80 miles an hour, and the count goes to no balls and a strike. You almost got a homer.
Yeah, I was exciting. I was going to jump out the window and start screaming.
Well, maybe not out the window. The pitch. Martinez Jr. jumps it towards second. Marcet grabs and fires to second for one. The relay to first is in time. And it's a 4-6-3 double play. You guys have been a partner for a number of years. We have the special Sparklight club seats right down in front of home plate on our video broadcast. You can see it for each and every pitch. What makes the partnership with the Shuckers so special?
Well, first of all, Javik, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for you broadcasting this game to our amazing Gulf Coast residents, but also your investments in the community. We understand how hard it is to really drive home how important baseball is to our community and improving the quality of life. And we want to be part of that. We want to help you in your success journey. And along the way, you know, really solidify how this amazing sport here on the Gulf Coast. So
Noah Campbell just singled into left center, and you're one batter away from having one of your guys come up to play. You're an Arkansas Razorback fan, and he's stepping out to the on-deck circle here in a moment. It's Casey Martin as the switch hitter Xavier Warren digs in. Two out, one on. We're scoreless in the bottom of the second inning. Palacios fires. Warren takes strike one. He has a big coverage area as well.
Yeah, absolutely. We, you know, as mentioned before, you know, we service from coast to coast on the Mississippi Gulf Coast, from Long Beach, Mississippi, up to Sosher, all the way over to Hurley, and down to Pascagoula, and honestly touch every little community in between. You know, it's one of the things that's exciting about us is, you know, no matter where you live, whether you're in a densely populated community like Gulfport or a rural community like Van Cleve, Mississippi, you get the same quality of services no matter where you're at, and we're really proud of that.
One ball, two strikes, two away the count for Palacios against the switch hitter Warren, who's in from the right side. Palacios delivers, misses low, and the count evens at two balls and two strikes. You guys are very involved in the community as well. What goes into that community involvement for you guys?
You know, we dump a lot of resources back into our community. We, believe it or not, if you're available, we've got a community grant we're giving out to the Harrison County Library. If they're not aware, I ruined that surprise. That'll happen Monday. But we also, you know, give back to really like needy families, you know, such as the Backpack Buddies, and we give back to health organizations like the Heart Walk, but also kind of those economic development organizations like the Chamber of Commerce and in the Mississippi Gulf Coast economic development.
Warren tags this one deep to left. Allen back in it is Weigel.
Wow.
Warren's hot streak continues. RBIs in his sixth consecutive game. It's a two-run shot, and it's 2-0.
That was amazing. Amazing. I just love to see, like, these guys just really taking it to the next level. That was an amazing hit.
105 off the bat, 385 feet. It's Warren's sixth home run of the year. He takes the team lead with 31 runs driven in, and the Shuckers lead it 2-0. And now a special moment right now for you.
Yeah,
nice. Big night. Arkansas fan, Casey Martin, a big-time Razorback, stands in from the right side. The pitch is a called strike one.
You know, me and my wife both graduated from the University of Arkansas. We, you know, like I mentioned before, you know, baseball is my sport, and college baseball is it, and I love the Shuckers just as much, but Casey Martin is a hero.
Okay. Martin bloops it out to short right. It drops in for a single. He hustles to first. That thing barely drops in, and Martin has hits in back-to-back games, and he just dunks that one home.
You know, we actually got together before this game, and that was a called play. So I'm really excited to see that turn out like that.
Up comes the lefty, Dylan O'Reilly. How fun is it to see former Razorbacks throughout minor league baseball?
You know, anytime your alma mater is excels, you know, you got your heart grows just a little bit, and I'm just excited to see him see his career progress. And I'm super excited to hear on the Mississippi Gulf Coast with the Biloxi Shuckers. It's just awesome.
The pitch to Dylan O'Reilly is fouled back, and the count goes to no balls and one strike. Well, you guys also have some changes coming to customers that will help things out, not help things out, make it even better on the Sparklight side. What's coming up?
You know, Sparklight, we've invested millions and millions of dollars in providing elite-level services. Like I mentioned earlier, we offer gigabit services ubiquitously across the Mississippi Gulf Coast. We've been doing that since 2016. One of the investments that we make is from a reliability standpoint. COVID changed the world. It required
the pitch fouled back.
I was hoping he
was still there. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes.
COVID changed the world, and we understand how important it was to have reliable services at your home, and we've made significant millions of dollars investments in that reliability piece. But we've got some secret stuff that's coming down the pipe. I just can't share it with you today. You see, you have to ask me tomorrow, and I'll give you the lowdown.
There we go. No balls, two strikes, two away. The lefty O'Reilly against the lefty Palacios. The pitch Punch down the left field line. Allen is back on it. Retreats back farther. Looks up and takes one hop over the wall, and it's a ground rule double. Martin hustles around third. Now he's told to go back after he touches home, and he spins around. Dylan O'Ray, an extra base hit. And four consecutive two-out hits for Biloxi. Puts runners at second and third with two away for Carlos Rodriguez. And it brings out pitching coach Jared Eichhoff. Will they do that? We'll take 10 seconds for station identification on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Welcome back to Keesler Federal Park, Biloxi, Mississippi. David Blake alongside you. We are joined by a very special guest from Sparklight. Appreciate you joining us once again. As the Shuckers lead it 2-0 over Pensacola. We've seen a couple of big-time hits in this inning, including four consecutive two-out hits. A single from Noah Campbell, a two-run homer from Xavier Warren, a single from Casey Martin, and a ground rule double from Dylan O'Ray that he blooped over the wall and left. And the lefty Carlos Rodriguez sent to bat against the lefty Luis Palacios. Charlie Oaks, the senior director of the Gulf Coast at Sparklight. For Sparklight night, I think somebody just won a prize between the pitching change, the pitching mound visit, a timeout called by McIntosh behind the plate.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, someone won a lucky fan won a Yeti cooler cup. And
it's big time in a night like tonight.
Absolutely.
The pitch to Rodriguez is a called strike one.
We're in the dog days of summer, and, you know, any time that you have an apparatus to keep your cold drinks cold, it's a win-win.
The 0-1 pitch. Rodriguez takes away, and the count evens 1-1. We talked a lot about Sparklight, a lot about Sparklight's success. What has been the secret ingredient that's made everything work?
You know, Jobbik, I wish I could say it's our internet services or phone services or enterprise business services or, you know.
Rodriguez lines it to left center. Allen back on it. It drops into the alleyway, and it rolls all the way to the wall. Martin scores. O'Ray rounds third and comes home. Rodriguez strides in a second with a two RBI double. It's a four-run inning and a 4-0 Shuckers lead.
You know, just finishing up. It's hard to follow the magic with two outs in the second inning. But you know, the secret sauce is our employees. You know, they show up every day. They create a positive customer experience downstream, and you know, I just ride the wave, and there's just magic just happens. But it's all on the back of our employees. Blessed to have such an amazing team here.
That double from Rodriguez extends his hit streak to 10 consecutive games and his on-base streak to 18 in a row. Pitch the righty, Brock Wilkin, is a called strike one. You said you're a big baseball fan. How much you enjoy being able to kind of marry the two together of Sparklight and baseball?
You know, like I mentioned earlier, we've been partners with the Biloxi Shuckers for a long time, and honestly, a lot of it is because of my passion for baseball. And just want to see this succeed, and you know, having that marriage is just a bliss, and just incredibly grateful.
1-1 the count on the righty Wilkin from the lefty Luis Palacios. It's 4-0 Shuckers in the second. The pitch misses off the outside corner, and the count goes to 2-1. Did you play it all?
I did. I played through high school. Wasn't good enough to go into the. To the collegiate level, but you know, it didn't kill the passion for the game. You know, I just it's just exciting. You know, to me, there's so many parallels to life in baseball, and it takes some people to really kind of understand those parallels and really make those things happen. But you know, just an amazing sport.
2-2, 2-away, and you have company in the not good enough to play past high school phase in this booth.
Yeah, absolutely.
2-2, 2-away. It's 4-0 Biloxi. The lefty Luis Palacio stares in and gets the sign from Paul McIntosh. Now the pitch. Wilkin takes low, and the count goes full. How are you guys enjoying so far being in the ballpark? Having a lot of people come up and say hello?
You know, it's always great to shake the hands of our customers and honestly potential customers. You know, it's refreshing to see so many smiling faces. I heard that the Shuckers, you know, maybe not a rough first half of the season, but you guys are starting out on fire in the second half. I'm hoping that thing comes to fruition and we get into the playoffs and make some magic happen when it matters the most.
Well, you showed up and the Shuckers took a 4-0 lead. Yeah. Brock Wilkin down looking. We appreciate you joining us. Enjoy the rest of the night. Thanks so much again.
Thank you. Take care.
Logan Henderson back to the hill when we come back. Shuckers lead it 4-0 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJsAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives with same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi. Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
This is Rochelle with Healing Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Healing Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Healing Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
Welcome back to Keesler Federal Park in Biloxi. The break alongside you as we head to the third. It's 4-0. Logan Henderson fires. First pitch, a broken bat fly out. First base, third base side, and into the seats. And the count goes to no balls and one strike. Hostetler needs a new bat. Shuckers got all four runs with two outs in the bottom of the second. They tied their season high with five hits in the inning, all of them coming with two away. And they lead it by a 4-0 lead. Four runs, five hits, no errors. Meanwhile, Henderson's been dominant on the hill for Biloxi. Six up, six down with five different strikeouts. The righty Henderson delivers. Changeup, swing and a miss. Count goes to no balls and two strikes. Henderson has quickly asserted himself as one of the best pitchers, not only on this pitching staff, but also one of the best pitchers in the entirety of the Southern League through just a handful of starts. He comes home with the 0-2 pitch. Called strike three. Dots a changeup with 20 inches of arm side run at 78, right on the inside corner, and make it six strikeouts for Logan Henderson. Up comes the left-handed hitting Tanner Allen. Seven up, seven down, six strikeouts in what has been a dominant night for Logan Henderson. The pitch. Called strike one. Fastball at 91 on the inside corner. The 0-1 pitch misses away. A fastball at 92. And the count evens, one ball and one strike. Allen hitting from the left side, a 231 hitter this year, a home run, 10 driven in, and a 311 OBP. The pitch, clubbed out to deep right center. Rodriguez races back on it, rounds it off in the alleyway. On the warning track, he hauls it in and retires Allen for the second out.
Out number three, Henderson's following.
Two out, nobody on in the top of the third inning. Shuckers lead it 4-0 over Pensacola. Henderson delivers. Spahn swings and misses. Fastball at 91. And the count goes to no balls and one strike. The 0-1 pitch. Spahn swings and drives it to left center. O'Ray, the left fielder, center fielder, over. It takes a hop over the wall in left center, and it's a ground rule double for Harrison Spahn. It snaps a streak of 8 consecutive batters retired by Henderson. Brings up the left-handed hitting Jacob Marcy at the top of the order. The Shockers lead it 4-0, 4 runs on 5 hits. That double from Spahn, the first hit of the day for Pensacola. And it goes for extra bases. Henderson delivers to Marcy. Changeup misses low and away, and the count goes to 1-0. The 1-0 pitch, clubbed out to deep right. Rodriguez races back on an at the warning track, climbs the wall, and it's gone. A fan in the beach area makes the catch. It's a 2-run shot for Marcy, and it's a 4-2 Biloxi lead. He touches home. That was off the bat at 103 miles an hour. Goes 358 feet for Marcy, sixth of the year, up to 18 runs driven in. Brings up the switch hitter, Jacob Berry, who digs in from the left side against the righty Henderson. Henderson kicks and delivers. Berry taps it foul back to the screen, and the count goes to no balls and a strike. Berry tonight 0-for-1, struck out swinging on a fastball back in the first inning. Henderson fires. Berry takes low. Slider at 81, and the count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. Berry takes a changeup on the outside corner, and the count goes to 1-2. Berry's leg got out front, started moving his momentum forward, and the ball was barely near the plate. Had to flex his leg a couple of different times just to make sure he didn't fall over. Count 1-2 with 2 away. The 1-2 pitch. Changeup misses off the outside corner at 80 miles an hour. And the count even at 2-2. It's 4-2 Biloxi. Two out, nobody on in the top of the third inning. The 2-2 pitch. Berry pops it up. Foul territory, third base side, and out of play. And the count stays at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two away. Henderson delivers. Berry takes up and in. Fastball at 92. Almost got him on the right shoulder. Count now full at 3-2. It's just the second 3-ball count of the day that Henderson has put himself into. Righty Henderson comes set. Checker's infield shifts over towards first. He now delivers. Berry takes off the outside corner. Fastball at 91. That's just the third walk allowed by Henderson in almost 20 double-A innings. Brings up the lefty, Joe Mack. Three straight of reach with two away. Lefty Mack digs in against the righty Henderson. It's a 4-2 Biloxi lead in the top of the third inning. Henderson delivers. Changeup misses off the outside corner at 80 miles an hour. And the count goes to 1-0. Henderson fires. Mack swings and misses. Changeup at 78. Right on the outside corner down by the knees. The count evens at 1-1. The big thing for Henderson tonight has been the ability to get swings and misses. Battering today, he had a 26% whiff rate. The 1-1 pitch. Lifted foul. Third base side and out of play. The count goes to 1-2. But the big thing for Henderson is how much he fills up the zone. Entering today had thrown a strike 69% of the time in Double-A. Today he's thrown 46 pitches. 32 of them have been strikes. One ball, two strikes, two away. Now the pitch, runner off to second, swing and a miss, and that ends the inning. Mack fans on the changeup down low. And it's seven strikeouts through three innings for Logan Henderson. In the frame, two runs, two hits, no errors, one runner left on base. We're through two and a half, and it's 4-2 Biloxi on the Shepherds Radio Network.
Bring the pups to the ballpark with Bark in the Park during select Wednesday home games throughout the 2024 season. Fans and their four-legged friends can purchase tickets for $15 in advance and sit in dog-friendly sections 117 and 119. For more information and tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey everybody, Jackson Rainey, assistant groundskeeper of the Biloxi Shuckers. Celebrate your next birthday Shucker style at the ballpark. Packages are available for all ages to create your best birthday party. All parties include 10 tickets and 10 food vouchers. The celebration continues with a special Shuckers birthday gift and a pregame video board recognition. For more information and to schedule your Shucktastic party, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Offense has been alive in this one. Shuckers lead Pensacola 4-2 as the lefty Luis Palacios faces the lefty Darian Miller to start off the bottom of the third. First pitch is clubbed down to deep right center. Infante back on it. Looks up and it takes one hop over the wall. Miller strides into second with a ground rule double. He's been oh so close to his first double-A homer three different times in the past week. This time, he bloops one off the warning track and into the seats. And it puts a runner on second with nobody out for Eric Brown Jr. Brown Jr. reached base on a walk back in the second inning. Digs in at the very back of the right-handed box against the lefty Palacios. The pitch. He swings and bloops it towards center. Moore is set. The second baseman charges out. Infante and Marcy both in. Marcy makes the catch on the run and retires Brown Jr. for the out. One out, one on, and the lefty Ernesto Martinez Jr. digs in.
Ernesto Martinez Jr.
Martinez Jr. 0 for 1 today, grounded into a double play back in the second. The pitch. He checks his swing and he goes around. It's a slider at 82. And the count goes to no balls and one strike. Today's game coming to you live from the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth. Ground Zero Blues Club, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers. The 0-1 pitch. He swings and dribbles it out in front of home plate. It takes a weird cue. McIntosh overruns it, picks it up, fires the first, and Martinez Jr. is called out. That ball just took a right turn. It cued off his bat, landed in the right-handed batter's box, and then took a 90-degree right turn and landed in fair territory. McIntosh, a nice recovery after overrunning it. And it brings up the switch hitter Noah Campbell from the right side. Miller's at second, and a 4-2 Biloxi lead. Lefty Palacios stares at second, now fires. Misses off the outside corner with a slider at 79. Palacios fires, and it's nubbed foul back towards the on-deck circle where Xavier Warren is. And the count evens 1-1. Xavier Warren, a big two-run homer back last inning that gave Biloxi at the time a 2-0 lead. And extended his RBI streak to 6 consecutive games. The pitch misses low. The count goes to 2-1. It was a changeup at 81. And that two-run homer from Warren marked the first two runs Biloxi had scored all year long against Palacios. Each of his last two starts against Biloxi for Palacios, 6 innings, no runs allowed. The pitch popped up behind first. Hostetler, the first baseman, ranges over into foul territory, and he makes the catch that ends the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, one runner left on base. We go to the fourth. Shuckers 4, Blue Wahoos 2 on the Shuckers Radio Network.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and downtown Gulfport.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast. From simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors, no job is too small. From automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery, Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Federal Park in Biloxi. Shuckers 4, Pensacola 2. Game 4 of a 6-game set between Biloxi and Pensacola. Shuckers have won 2 of the first 3. And tonight they lead it 4-2 as we go to the 4th. And the righty Logan Henderson set to face the righty Paul McIntosh. Henderson's been dominant tonight. 14 whiffs. 7 strikeouts. Just 2 runs allowed and 1 walk. As he enters his fourth inning. The fastball's been terrific. The changeup's been terrific. And he's peppered in the slider when needed. And that has also been terrific. Henderson delivers to the righty McIntosh. It's poked down the left field line. Campbell races over. towards the line. Sticks up his mitt and he makes the catch as he crosses over into foul territory. One away for the lefty, Cody Morrison. Henderson, very much a fly ball pitcher, entering today through his first three starts. 69% of the balls in play have been a fly ball off Henderson, and that's been the case today. Outside of the strikeouts, the other three outs all recorded on either fly outs or pop outs. One to left, one to right, one to third. The pitch to the lefty, Morrison. He shows bunt, bunts it foul into the seats. Third base side, and the count goes to no balls and one strike. By the way, fans, if you want to join in on the broadcast, you can join us on the Text the Booth line and let us know where you're tuning in from today. 601-514-0776. Again, that's 601-514-0776. The pitch misses up and away, and the count evens 1-1. Let's say hello to Faith and Glenn tuning in tonight. We'd also like to wish a happy birthday to Ron in Section 103. We'd also like to say hello to Chaz, who's tuning in tonight. The 1-1 pitch. Nubbed back to the mound. Henderson goes for the backhand, misses it. Warren picks it up on the back end and fires to first in time. And retires Morrison. Quickly two away, and the righty Diego Infante set to dig in. Henderson went for the backhand. It went under his glove, but Warren was coming in on it anyways, like he was going to field it. Right place, right time. Gloved it. Fired to first. We'd also like to say hello to a couple of listeners in Florida tonight, George in Grand Ridge and Joe in Sarasota. It's 4-2 Biloxi. Two out, nobody on in the fourth. Henderson delivers. Infante drives it foul. First base side and out of play. And the count goes to no balls and one strike. Infante 0-for-1 tonight. Struck out swinging on a fastball back in the second. The 0-1 pitch misses up, and the count evens 1-1. Miller sets up away. Henderson delivers. Misses up and away with the slider at 80 miles an hour. And the count goes to 2-1. Henderson, originally a fourth-round pick of the Brewers back in 2021 out of McLennan Community College in Texas. The 2-1 pitch misses low with a changeup at 79, and the count goes to 3-1. With McLennan Community College, Henderson was nothing short of dominant. 2021 struck out 169 batters in just 97 2/3 innings. It's almost two batters per inning. The 3-1 pitch. Chopped up the middle. Brown Jr. ranges over from short, grabs it, fires to first in time, and that ends the frame. That's the first time tonight that Henderson does not strike out a batter in the inning, and all it ends up being is a 1-2-3 top of the fourth. 4-2 Biloxi. We're through 3.5 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. Got to make a sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows. Now I get my grill on.
Shuckers fans, Kaneko Sausage is the exclusive sausage supplier and hot dog provider of the Biloxi Shuckers. Find them at your next trip to the ballpark, your local grocer, or visit them today at KanekaSausage.com.
As I get my grill on.
Brew Crew Tuesdays, presented by Coors Light, are back at the ballpark for the 2024 Shuckers season. Splash in with a 20-ounce souvenir tumbler for $13 with $7 refills at the first and third base beer gardens. Reserve your tickets and join the fun today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Come to the ballpark and join the Shuckers for the best fireworks show on the coast after every Friday home game. Each fireworks show will showcase the best fireworks on the coast with unique music, themes, and colors and make the perfect Friday for the whole family. Blast off with fun at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hi, this is Joe Arault. You are listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Nine and one in the Shuckers' order, two up. We head to the bottom of the fourth inning. The Shuckers lead Pensacola 4-2. Javik Blake back alongside you on a gorgeous summer night in Biloxi. Temperatures in the high 80s, sun starting to set, and a nice little summer breeze as well. First pitch. This is off the outside corner from the lefty Palacios. And the count goes to 1-0. Warren today hit his sixth homer of the year back in the second inning. The pitch is a called strike top of the zone, and the count evens 1-1. It was his sixth homer of the year, and he overtakes Ernesto Martinez Jr. for the team lead with 31 driven in. The pitch chopped right side of the infield. Hostetler ranges over, snags it. It's a mad dash to first. Hostetler wins the foot race in a dead sprint against Warren, and that retires him for the first out. Up stands the righty, Casey Martin. Martin singled on a bloop single down the right field line in the second inning. East Town lead hits on back-to-back nights. The pitch. Martin swings and bloops it off the back of the infield, right side. Morissette and Hostetler together. Hostetler on the infield makes the catch. And Martin's retired for the second out.
Here's the fielder, number six, Dylan. No way!
Left-handed hitting Dylan O'Ray. Stands in against the lefty Luis Palacios. Two out, nobody on. It's 4-2 Biloxi. The pitch. O'Ray lifts it towards center. Marcy charges in and drops in for a base hit. Back-to-back multi-hit nights for Dylan O'Ray. It brings up the lefty Carlos Rodriguez. Carlos Rodriguez digs in. 1-for-2 tonight with a 2-RBI double back in the second. Palacios checks back to first, and O'Ray is back in time. Shuckers lead it 4-2. Runner on first with two away. Lefty-lefty matchup. Palacios fires. Rodriguez tips it. Foul into McIntosh's mitt. Just spirals out of it. The count goes to no balls in one strike. Check back to first, and O'Ray scampers back to the bag. The pitch misses off the outside corner. Slider at 82, and the count evens 1-1. One ball, one strike, two away. It's 4-2 Biloxi. All four runs coming in the second for the Shuckers. The pitch. Rodriguez tips it into McIntosh's mitt. Count goes to 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two away. Palacios sets. Now the pitch. Misses off the outside corner. It's a slider 83. And the count evens 2-2. Rodriguez digs back in. Rocking the light blue New Balance cleats. The pitch. He swings and drives it foul. Third base side and out of play. And the count stays at 2-2. Well, The 2-2 pitch, Yoray off to second. Rodriguez pulls it foul, back and out of play. And the count stays 2-2. That foul ball is brought to you by Glass Doctor, whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage. Call Glass Doctor at 228-641-9167 or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. Two balls, two strikes, two away. Yoray retakes his lead off first. Now the pitch. Yoray off to second. Rodriguez again fouls it off, and he stays alive. Well, this right now is a lengthy battle between the lefty Palacios and the lefty Rodriguez. We're into an eighth pitch in this at bat. Palacios set to throw his 59th pitch of the night. He fires home. Yoray off again. Rodriguez pops it up left side of the infield. Berry, the third baseman, under it. And he makes the catch. That ends the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors. One runner left on base. We enter the fifth. Logan Henderson back to work when we return in a 4-2 Shuckers lead.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuiltTrailersMS.com.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvette Street in Biloxi.
Logan Henderson back to work for Biloxi. One off to the fifth. Shockers 4, Pensacola 2. Henderson faces off against the righty Bennett Hostetler. First pitch of the frame. Chops foul back to the screen. And the count goes to no balls and one strike. Henderson tonight has been nothing short of dominant. 7 strikeouts, just 1 walk, 2 hits, 2 runs allowed. In 4 innings, he's thrown just 56 pitches. He's about to throw his 58th of the night right now. The 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss. That changeup's been working wonders for him. And the count goes to no balls and 2 strikes. That is the 15th whiff of the night induced by Henderson. At the moment, it is the third most out of anybody in Double-A tonight. The 0-2 pitch. Hostetler takes up and in. Fastball at 90 miles an hour. They count at 1 ball and 2 strikes. And a big part of why that fastball has been so good for Henderson is the fastball generates so much ride on its way to the plate. The 1-2 pitch. Check swing. Fouled off into the Shuckers dugout. That almost got acting manager Fidel Pena. Ball went in and smacked out. Almost ended up first base. Big thing for Henderson is that fastball, 91-92, yes, but 20, 21, 22 inches of run. It makes it even tougher to hit than it already is. A lot of guys have been swinging under it, which is part of the reason why he generates as many fly balls as he does throughout his first few Double-A starts. The 1-2 pitch. Hostetler takes strike 3. Make it 8. Hostetler down looking on a fastball at 92. And Henderson notches his eighth strikeout of the night and brings up the lefty Tanner Allen. Allen digs in. It's 4-2 Biloxi in the top of the fifth. Henderson delivers. Allen pops it foul behind home plate and out of play. And the count goes to no balls and one strike. By the way, time for a check of the OWA Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. The 0-1 pitch. Changeup called a strike on the outside corner. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Bottom five, Chattanooga leads Rocket City 3-2. Top five, Montgomery and Mississippi are scoreless. And in the top of the third, Birmingham leads Tennessee 4-1. The 0-2 pitch, check swing, changeup low. Check with the third base umpire, Warren Eubanks, and they say he does not go. Count at one ball and two strikes. Henderson sets at the belt. Now delivers. Allen fouls it straight back to the screen. Fastball in on his hands with 22 inches of run. And count it 1-2. Henderson delivers. Just misses low and away. A changeup at 80 miles an hour. He was halfway off the mound back to the dugout. The count at 2-2. Henderson comes set. First base side of the rubber. Now the 2-2 pitch. Allen pops it foul behind home plate up towards the press box. And it hits the window and goes back down onto the concourse. Two balls, two strikes, one away. Henderson sets. Now the pitch. Allen takes up and the count goes full. That's the third three-ball count of the night for Henderson. This time it's a full count with one away. Henderson fires. Changeup misses low and away for ball four. Allen reaches. It's just the second walk allowed today by Henderson. It's the first time in four AA starts Henderson has allowed multiple walks in the same game, which just speaks to how ridiculous Logan Henderson's command has been at the AA level. One out, one on. 4-2 checkers in the top of the fifth. Check back to first, the tag. Not in time. And Allen gets back. Spahn double. One hop over the wall and left center back in the third inning. Henderson delivers. Spahn takes low. The count goes to 1-0. Nobody's moving in the Shackers bullpen right now. A couple guys are stretching. Sam Carlson doing some arm exercises. The 1-0 pitch. Spahn tips it into Miller's mitt behind the plate. The count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch, runner off to second, swing and a miss. Miller's throw to second, on the money, the tag, not in time. Oh, Ray thought he had him, but Allen swipes second. It's Allen's fourth stolen base of the year in seven attempts. Count now at 1-2 to Spahn. Checkers infield shifts over. Casey Martin at second shifts over almost behind the bag. The 1-2 pitch. Spahn swings and misses. 9 strikeouts of the day for Henderson. Another on that fastball. And now 2 away. Brings up the left-handed hitting Jacob Marcy. Henderson, 9 strikeouts, 1 away from tallying back-to-back 10 strikeout games in his first 2 starts in Biloxi. He struck out 10 in his first start back in this ballpark 2 weeks ago against Tennessee. The pitch to the lefty Marcy is a called strike 1, fastball at 91 on the outside corner. Henderson comes set. Marcy, by the way, 1-for-2 today with a 2-run homer. It's 4-2 Biloxi. The pitch fouled back. And the count goes to 0-2. Henderson sets. Now the pitch. Marcy takes away. It's a changeup at 80 miles an hour. And they count at 1-2. The pitch. Wave it a miss. Logan Henderson, another 10 strikeout performance. And he retires Marcy on the changeup. Have yourself a night, Logan Henderson. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. Henderson hits Pensacola off the board. It's 4-2 Biloxi on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
This is Billy Adams with the Biloxi Shuckers. Bring your community partners together and use Biloxi Shuckers baseball as an exciting way to raise funds, bring awareness, and exceed expectations. Select a game date, buy and sell tickets, and promote your night, all with the Shuckers. Sign up today at 228-233-3465 or email the sales team at sales@biloxishuckers.com. Make your night a grand slam today.
Hey, this is Macon McCarter with the Biloxi Shuckers. Book your group outing to a Shuckers game and save. Have a group of 20, 30, 40, or more. Tickets start at $10 for groups of 20 or more. Find the best group outing experience today. For more information and to book your group's outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Named one of Mississippi's must-see music venues by Rolling Stone, the Ground Zero Blues Club in Biloxi is your destination for food, music, events, and more. Located minutes from the ballpark at 814 Howard Avenue in Biloxi, hit a home run at the Ground Zero Blues Club. For more information and upcoming acts, visit groundzerobiloxi.com or call 228-910-6600. Ground Zero Blues Club, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Wilkin leads it off for Biloxi. Checks his swing on the first pitch from the lefty Luis Palacios. No plate umpire Joe McCarthy says he goes around. Count at 0-1. Shuckers lead it 4-2 in the bottom of the fifth. Palacios fires. Wilkin pops it foul behind home plate and out of play. And the count goes to 0-2. Logan Henderson has dominated on the pitching side to the tune of 10 strikeouts. 0-2 pitch misses up, and the count goes to 1-2. The Shuckers' bullpen is quiet, which means Henderson has an opportunity to tie the Shuckers single-game franchise record of 12 strikeouts. The 1-2 pitch, Wolkin takes low, and the count evens 2-2. 12 strikeouts in a game has been done a number of times, most recently last season by Jacob Mizorowski. He struck out 12 against the Mississippi Braves. 2-2 pitch. Wolkin takes low, and the count goes to 3-2. The 3-2 pitch misses up and away, and it's ball four. Comes the left-handed hitting Darian Miller, 1-for-2 today with a ground rule double. Shuckers lead it 4-2 in the fifth inning. The pitch, Miller takes a strike at the knees. Slider 81. Wilkins at first. It's 4-2 Biloxi in the fifth. The pitch. Miller chops it first base side over Hostetler's head. It's a fair ball, and it rolls towards the corner. Miller rounds first and heads to second. Wilkin gets the wave from Pena at third. Here's the relay home. The throw is not in time. Wilkin sneaks his hand around McIntosh's tag. It's a two-double day for Miller, and the Shuckers tack on another. It's 5-2. That ball snuck in and rolled all the way to the corner. Infante started the relay quickly home. It's the second multi-double game this season for Miller. And the Shuckers now have a 5-2 lead. Up steps the righty, Eric Brown Jr. The pitch. Hops foul behind home plate and out of play. And the count goes to no balls and one strike. Palacio sets. Now the pitch. Brown Jr. takes off the inside corner, and the count evens 1-1. Brown Jr. 0-for-1 today. Drew a walk back in the second and extended his on-base streak to 14 in a row. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Slider at 79. And the count goes to 1-2. One ball, two strikes, nobody out. The pitch. Brown Jr. splays it down the first base line. Hostetler over, and it's into the Shuckers bullpen. One hop into the seats. And the count at 1-2. The 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Curveball low at 79. Palacios picks up his second strikeout of the day. And up comes the lefty, Ernesto Martinez Jr. Martinez Jr. 0-for-2 today. Grounded into a double play and grounded out in front of home plate. The pitch is a called strike one, a fastball at 88. The pitch. Martinez Jr. chaps it right side of the infield. Moore sent to his right, backhands. It fires to first. It's in time. Miller moves to third. And now two away for the switch hitter, Noah Campbell. Campbell sent to dig in from the right side against the lefty Palacios. The pitch, swing and a miss. Back towards a slider at 80 miles an hour. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. Shuckers bullpen starting to get warm. It's the lefty Russell Smith who is warming. The 0-1 pitch misses low, and the count evens 1-1. Shuckers lead it 5-2. Two out, runner on third in the bottom of the fifth inning. Palacios delivers. Campbell takes up and away. And the count goes to 2-1. Campbell today, 1-for-2 with a single. Now the pitch. Misses low, and the count goes to 3-1. Palacios about to throw his 80th pitch of the day. Three balls, 1-2 away. Palacios delivers. Campbell takes off the outside corner. It's the second walk of the inning. And now runners in the corners for the RBI machine, Xavier Warren. Up stands Xavier Warren. Warren's 1-for-2 tonight with the 2-run homer back in the second. It's a 5-2 Biloxi lead. The pitch, he swings and it's a towering pop fly out to short left center. Spawn the shortstop under it, tracks towards the line, and he makes the catch. That ends the inning. One run, one hit, no errors, and two runners left on base. Shuckers lead it 5-2, and Logan Henderson back to the hill for more when we return on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives. With same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi. Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
This is Rochelle with Healing Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Healing Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Healing Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
Logan Henderson's out for his sixth inning and a chance to make some Shuckers history. He's already struck out 10. He is two away from tying the franchise record. And if he strikes out the side here in the sixth, he breaks the single-game franchise record. It's 5-2 Biloxi. First pitch of the inning goes to Jacob Berry, and it misses off the outside corner with a changeup at 79. Russell Smith is warming in the bullpen. The start of the inning There's the switch hitter, Berry, the lefty, Joe Mack, and then the righty, Paul McIntosh. The 1-0 pitch. Called strike on the outside corner. Changeup at 78, and the count evens 1-1. Henderson's been dominant tonight. 19 swings and misses, the most by any Shuckers pitcher in a start this season. The 1-1 pitch. Rolled first base side. Martinez Jr. gloves it on two hops. A big underhand flip to Henderson, and he gets his foot to the bag in time. Retires Berry. Bit of an acrobatic play up that first baseline. And now one away for the lefty, Joe Mack. Mack tonight 0-for-2 with two strikeouts. Strikeout swinging on a fastball in the first, swinging at a changeup in the third. It's 5-2 Biloxi. We're in the top of the sixth inning. Henderson delivers. Mack takes away. And the count goes to 1-0. Time for a check of the Owaw Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. We'll take a trip around the Brewers organization. The 1-1 pitch. Rolled first base side foul. And the count evens 1-1. On the minor league side, one game postponed, Wisconsin and South Bend on Jacob Mizorowski bobblehead night in Appleton. They'll make that up with two tomorrow in Appleton. Final from earlier today in the Dominican Republic, Brewers 1 defeats Brewers 2, 7-1. The 1-1 pitch, Matt fouls it back, and the count goes to 1-2. Everything else in action. Bottom 8 in single A. Carolina leads Lynchburg 5-2. In triple A, Nashville leads Jacksonville 5-2. The ACL Brewers, ACL Giants are scoreless. Top of the first inning. Big league level, the Brewers trail the Cubs 2-0. Henderson kicks and delivers. Driven towards left center. O'Ray over, dives. It's by his glove, and it rolls all the way to the warning track. Mack charges around second and stops there. Campbell fires it in on one hop to third. A strong throw from the warning track. It's a stand-up double from Mack. Brings up the righty, Paul McIntosh. McIntosh 0-for-2 today, struck out swinging in the second, went to left, back in the fourth. 10 strikeouts tonight for Henderson, ties his career high and a chance to set a new career high. The strikeout here, the pitch to McIntosh, he is a called strike one. Also has an opportunity to become the first Shuckers pitcher to induce at least 20 whiffs in a start this season. The 19 form at the moment, already a season high. The 0-1 pitch. McIntosh takes up. The count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. McIntosh drives it towards center. O'Ray charges in on it. Now traverses over to left center, and he makes the catch. Two away with the runner on second for the lefty, Cody Morissette. Shuckers acting manager, Fidel Pena, at the bottom of the steps of the dugout, walks up. And the Shuckers are set to go to the bullpen. Henderson sets a new season high with 87 pitches, 10 strikeouts, allows just two runs, drops his season ERA to 1.66. High fives and handshakes all around, and a big handshake from Fidel Pena. Logan Henderson, a dominant start, and he gets a standing ovation from the crowd at Keesler Federal Park. Two out and runner on second. 5-2 Shuckers in the sixth. We're back in a moment on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey, y'all. This is David Blackwell with the Biloxi Shuckers. And on July 3rd, 2023, we announced the Heart of a Shucker Community Fund,
which is a charitable initiative that allows for the Biloxi Shuckers to make meaningful contributions to enhance the Gulf Coast community that our team calls home. Throughout the 2024 season, the Shuckers will support and honor military organizations from across the coast prior to each Saturday home game. For more information and to see previous recipients, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hi, this is Hunter Reed, General Manager. Head to the beach for four nights in 2024 as the Biloxi Shuckers transform into the Biloxi Beach Chickens. Named after the fun-loving seagulls that claim the coast beaches as home, the Biloxi Beach Chickens are ready to take flight. Reserve your tickets to paradise for May 25th, June 27th, August 3rd, and August 27th at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey Shuckers fans, this is Javik Blake, voice here of Biloxi Shuckers, here to remind you that Broussard's Barbershop is located minutes away from the ballpark in downtown Biloxi. The official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and the barber of choice for Shuckers players. Schedule next cut today at 228-697-3180. Go where the pros go with Broussard's Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Logan Henderson done for the day after he strikes out 10. So far, he's given up just two runs over 5 2/3 innings. The lefty Russell Smith delivers, and it's chopped foul first base side against the lefty Cody Morrison. Smith enters for Henderson. He inherits Joe Mack on second after Mack's double with one out in the inning. Smith makes his 14th appearance, 3.48 ERA, 20 2/3 innings. The 0-1 pitch, rolled first base side, foul, and the count goes to 0-2. Henderson, two home starts this year, and two 10-strikeout performances. The only two guys who did it last year have pitched in the big leagues in 2024. Tobias Myers had three 10-strikeout games a year ago. Carlos Rodriguez had two. Logan Henderson's joined them after four double-A starts. The 0-2 pitch. Morris set pops it foul. First base side and out of play. The count stays at 0-2. The 0-2 pitch. Morris set takes the line. The count goes to 1-2. Time called. Morissette steps out. Smith steps off the rubber. The 1-2 pitch. Morissette rolls it to second. Martin gobbles it up, takes a step, fires to first, and that ends the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, one runner left on base. Through 5.5, it's 5-2 Biloxi. Biloxi Shuckers Radio.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and downtown Gulfport.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast. From simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors, no job is too small. From automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery, Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
New pitcher in the ballgame for Pensacola. It's the righty Jeff Lindgren as we enter the bottom of the sixth inning. Lindgren relieves Luis Palacios, who goes five innings. Faces the righty Casey Martin. First pitch misses low and away. And the count goes to 1-0. Final line for Palacios. He goes five innings, gives up five runs on eight hits. Three walks, two strikeouts, and throws 81 pitches. The pitch, foul, behind home plate, out of play. And the count evens 1-1. The pitch misses low and away, and the count goes to 2-1. Lindgren, right-handed arm, rocking the white cleats with the gray pants. Delivers. Martin pops it, first base side, and foul into the seats. And the count evens 2-2. Lindgren makes his sixth appearance in relief this season. He's allowed four runs on nine hits and six in the third innings with three walks, eight strikeouts. An opponent hitting 310 against him. The 2-2 pitch. Slider to foul back to the screen. The count stays at 2-2. The 2-2 pitch. Martin pops it up behind second. Morissette, the second baseman, charges out, rounds it off right behind the second base bag, and he makes the catch. One away in the lefty, Dylan O'Ray. Steps in. Dylan O'Ray digs in from the left side. One out, nobody on. The pitch. He takes away, and the count goes to 1-0. Pitch. Misses low and away. And the count goes to 2 balls and 0 strikes. Race had himself quite the night. 2 for 3, back-to-back multi-hit performances. The pitch home. Rolled third base side and foul. And the count goes to 2-1. Two balls, one strike, one away. Lindgren fires. O'Ray lifts it foul, third base side, and out of play. And the count evens at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Two balls, two strikes, one away. O'Ray steps out for a moment, now digs back in. Puts his left foot on the white chalk line in the very back of the left-handed box. The 2-2 pitch. O'Ray lines it to left. Allen races back on it, reaches up, and he hauls it in a step shy of the warning track. And O'Ray's retired for the second out. Two out, nobody on, and the lefty Carlos Rodriguez steps in. Rodriguez digs in from the left side. 1-for-3 today with a 2-RBI double. It's 5-2 Biloxi in the sixth. The pitch misses low and inside, and the count goes to 1-0. By the way, we'd like to say hello to Kane and Sarah tuning in from Biloxi on our Text the Booth line. As always, you can join in 601-514-0776. The 1-0 pitch misses low and inside. Rodriguez hops out of the way, and the count goes to 2-0. The 2-0 pitch misses off the outside corner, and the count goes to 3-0. Nate Peterson is starting to warm in the Biloxi Shuckers bullpen. Might be a very brief appearance for Russell Smith out of the Shuckers pen. 3-0 pitch is a called strike one. Fastball at 91 on the outside corner. The 3-1 pitch, called strike two. Fastball on the inside corner at 90 miles an hour. Lindgren delivers. Rodriguez rolls it to short. Spahn charges, gloves it, slings it on the run in time. And it's a 1-2-3 frame from Lindgren. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We move to the seventh. Peterson enters, and it's a 5-2 Shuckers lead on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Custom-built trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it for business or personal use. Custom-built trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailer, gooseneck flatbed trailer, single and tandem axle utility trailer, enclosed trailer, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom-built trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. Custom-built trailers MS.com.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kivett Street in Biloxi.
Go back to the bullpen. The lefty Russell Smith done after just a third of an inning. Finishes out Logan Henderson's appearance. And the lefty Nate Peterson now enters. Delivers to the righty Diego Infante. And it misses low. Count goes to 1-0. Final line for Russell Smith. Quick and easy. A third of an inning. No runs, no hits, no walks, no strikeouts. He throws a grand total of 5 pitches. The 1-0 delivery. Infante takes a strike on the outside corner, and the count evens 1-1. The Shuckers lead it by a 5-2 score. 5 runs, 8 hits, no errors. 2 runs, 3 hits, and an error for Pensacola. The 1-1 pitch fouled off the instep of Miller's right foot. And the count goes to 1-2. Miller caught that in an area that's not very fun to be hit on, right in the instep of his right foot. Count of 1-2.
Can you move up here tonight?
The 1-2 pitch, slider misses low. The count evens at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Peterson enters for his 14th appearance of the year, just his 5th appearance out of the bullpen. He has a 4.35 ERA in 51 and 2/3 innings. The 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Infante waves and misses on a fastball at 92. And that one away for the righty, Bennett Hostetler. Just to finish out Peterson's line in the season, 21 walks, now 51 strikeouts. Righty Bennett Hostetler digs in. Shockers lead it 5-2 on the top of the 7th inning. Peterson delivers. Infante, check that. Hostetler swings and misses, and the count goes to no balls and a strike. The 0-1 pitch, tipped foul back to the screen. The count goes to no balls and 2 strikes. Peterson sets. Now delivers. Misses low. Miller blocks it up. The count goes to 1-2. Hostetler 0-2 tonight with 2 looking strikeouts, one on a changeup, another on a fastball. The 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss, a late start on a 92-mile-an-hour heater. Back-to-back strikeouts from Peterson, and now 2 away for the lefty, Tanner Allen.
Left fielder, number 1, Tanner Allen.
Shockers move the infield over towards first. Warren at third, Brown Jr. at short, both about 15 feet over from the normal positioning. 2 out, nobody on. The pitch rolled right side of the infield. Martin gobbles it up at second, takes a step, fires to Martinez Jr. at first, and it's a 1-2-3 inning from Nate Peterson. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. It's time to stretch him, Alexi. Shockers 5, Blue Wahoos 2 on the Shockers Radio Network.
Bring the family to the ballpark for Fun Day Sunday at every Shuckers Sunday home game. Kid-friendly events will be available, including pregame autographs, kids run the bases, and a catch on the field after the game. Fans can save over 35% with a Fun Day Sunday package that includes a reserve level seat and a meal voucher. Reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey, Shockers fans, it's your broadcaster, Javik Blake, here to remind you, as the birthplace of Mardi Gras celebrations in Mississippi, the city of Biloxi and the coast have a special place in the holiday's history. For the 2024 season, the Shockers will take inspiration from the festivities and rebrand as the Biloxi King Kinks on May 11th, June 15th, June 30th, and August 30th. Get your tickets today and join in on the celebration at the Shockers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Bottom of the 7th inning, righty Jeff Lindgren continues on. He delivers. Fastball at 91. Rolled the ball off the outside corner. We're off and running. 5-2 Biloxi in the bottom of the 7th inning. Wilkin tonight 0-2 with a walk. The pitch fouled straight back, and the count evens 1-1. Lindgren out for his 2nd inning on the hill in relief of the starter today, Luis Palacios. 6th inning was tight and easy for Lindgren. Three up, three down. The 1-1 pitch, slider misses low, and the count goes to two balls and one strike. The 2-1 delivery. Wilkin dribbles it foul right to first base, the third base dugout, and Pensacola manager Kevin Randall. Count even at two balls and two strikes. The 2-2 pitch, slider misses off the outside corner, and the count goes full. Three balls, two strikes, nobody out. Ronnie Lindgren delivers home. Wilkin takes low and away, and it's ball four. It's his second walk tonight. Brings up the lefty Darian Millard, who's been a doubles hitting machine tonight. 2 for 3 with two doubles, including an RBI. Wilkin at first, nobody out, the bottom of the seventh. Lindgren fires, Miller shows bunt, pulls it back, and almost hits him. A sinker at 90 miles an hour, and the count at one ball and no strikes. The 1-0 pitch. Miller drives it out to left. Allen back at the warning track, at the wall, leaps, and Darian Miller has his first double A home run. He's been oh so close so many times in the past few weeks, and he finally puts one out. It's a two-run shot, and it's 7-2 Biloxi. All sorts of high fives in the dugout for Darian. It's a three-hit night and a three-extra base hit night. Off the bat at 95 miles an hour goes 327 feet. The pitch to Brown Jr., chop towards third. Barry snags it out of the air, about chest high, fires to first. It's in time, and Brown Jr. is retired for the first out. Martinez Jr. digs in from the left side, 0 for 3 today. All three at-bats have ended in a ground out. It's 7-2 Biloxi, one out, the bottom of the seventh. The pitch, he swings and nubs it foul back to the screen, and the count goes to no balls and a strike. The 0-1 pitch, he takes up and in. 92-mile-an-hour fastball, and the count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch misses low and in. It's called strike on the inside corner. And the count evens 1-1. The 1-2 pitch. He swings and uncorks one. Foul. Third base side and into the seats. Count stays at 1-2. The 1-2 pitch, check swing and a curveball low. Third base umpire Warren Eubanks emphatically signals that he goes around. Martinez Jr. is retired. And it brings up the switch hitter Noah Campbell. Two out, nobody on. It's a 7-2 lead for Biloxi. The pitch. Campbell tips it in and out of McIntosh's mitt. The count goes to no balls and one strike. Shuckers lead it by five. Seven runs, nine hits, no errors. The 0-1 pitch. Slider is a called strike on the outside corner. The count goes to no balls and two strikes. The Shuckers have scored five or more runs for the 13th time in the month of June. The 0-2 pitch misses low and inside, and the count goes to 1-2. For context, today is the 22nd game they played in the month of June. It's an offense that's averaged over five runs per game. First 2 months, they averaged below 3.5. The 1-2 pitch. Campbell chops it to second. Two hops to Morrison. He grabs it, fires to first in time. And that finishes out the inning. Two runs, one hit, no errors. Nobody left on base. We go to the eighth. It's 7-2 Biloxi on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives with same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi. Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
This is Rochelle with Healing Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Healing Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Healing Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today, by phone or online at hgtms.com.
Hi, this is Jacob Mizorowski. You're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Top of the eighth at Keesler Federal Park in Biloxi. Shuckers 7, Pensacola 2. Lefty Nate Peterson back to work, faces the right-handed hitting Harrison Spott. The pitch misses low, and the count goes to 1-0. Shuckers tonight extended their lead by two more in the bottom of the seventh on a two-run homer from Darian Miller, his first home run at the double-A level. Got it over the wall and left. The 1-0 pitch is a slider that's called strike on the inside corner. And the count evens 1-1. Peterson started the year in the rotation. The Shuckers, a number of different true starters on this staff have gone with a couple of different tandems. 1-1 pitch misses away, and the count goes to 2-1. Henderson and Peterson have been paired up. Last night we saw Witrowski and Shook paired up. That has been a pairing for most of the season. Same with Adam Seminaris in relief of Jacob Mizorowski. The 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss, fastball top of the zone. And the count evens 2-2. The 2-2 pitch, Spahn takes up, and the count goes full. The 3-2 pitch, tipped foul into Miller's glove for strike three. Fastball at 93. And one away for the top of the order in the left-handed hitting, Jacob Marcy.
Center fielder, number 11, Jacob Marcy.
Left-handed hitting Jacob Marcy stands in against the lefty Peterson. It's 7-2 Biloxi in the eighth. Peterson fires, and it's called strike one in the outside corner. The 0-1 pitch. Marcy tips it into Miller's mitt. The count goes to no balls and two strikes. The pitch misses up and in, and the count at one ball and two strikes. One ball, two strikes, one away. Lefty Peterson delivers. Rolled right to third. Warren grabs it on an knee, back to his feet, fires to first in time. And Marcy's retired for the second out. Two out, nobody on. And the switch hitter, Jacob Berry, set to dig in from the right side against the lefty Peterson. It's 7-2 Biloxi. The only two runs tonight came on a two-run homer from Marcy in the third inning, and that's been it. It's been a terrific night of pitching from the Shockers staff, and the offense has been just terrific. Seven runs on nine hits. The pitch. He has a called strike top of the zone, and the count goes to 0-1. Berry tonight, 0-2, the strikeout, ground out, a walk back in the third inning. The 0-1 pitch misses low, tips off of Miller's mitt. You can hear it clang off the screen right above our crowd microphone down on the field. The count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch, Berry swings and misses, takes a hard hack on an 85-mile-an-hour slider. The count at one ball and two strikes. First, Berry calls time and steps out. The 1-2 pitch misses low. Miller blocks it up. Skitters towards the right. Count evens 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two away. Peterson kicks and delivers. Chops right back to the mound. Peterson grabs it, spins around, fires to first in time. And that ends the inning. Peterson's been terrific in relief. Six up, six down, and we're through 7.5. Shockers up 7-2. We're back in a moment on the Biloxi Shockers Radio Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey, this is Mason Fitzpatrick, Senior Account Executive with the Biloxi Shuckers. The Cloud 7 Skybox at the ballpark offers an upscale indoor-outdoor baseball experience. Enjoy great views from the suite level of the ballpark while dining on delicious food and unlimited beverage service in an air-conditioned lounge throughout Shuckers home games. For more information to book your group outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Hey, this is Macon with the Biloxi Shuckers. Treat your youth team to an MVP experience with the Shuckers Field of Dreams package, perfect for your youth baseball and softball players. Your package includes taking the field with the Shuckers for the national anthem, a team photo, food vouchers, and recognition on the video board. For more information and to schedule your outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
8-9-1 in the Shuckers order, due up against the righty, Jeff Lindgren. He's back to work after allowing two runs in two innings. Switch hitter Warren digs in at the back of the left-handed box, and the righty Lindgren fires. It's a curveball and a called strike one. Warren tonight has the other Shuckers homer. That one last inning from Darian Miller. Warren's back in the second inning. The pitch misses low, and the count evens 1-1. Warren's really had a terrific ability to find his power stroke in the month of June. Five home runs in the month. That's more than anybody else in the Shuckers roster. The pitch misses inside, and the count goes to 2-1. Entering today, Warren was hitting .231 in the month with a .787 OPS. Just about 85 points above league average. The pitch misses low, and the count goes to 3-1. It's been a steady climb for Warren. Hit .170 in April at just a .551 OPS in May, and he's exploded in the month of June. The 3-1 pitch, Warren swings and misses. Fastball at 91. And the count goes to 3-2. Last year was a bit of the same thing from Warren. Now, obviously, the pre-tacked baseballs that the Southern League used for the first half of the year contributed to a lot of the offense not being where it was in the second half. The 3-2 pitch, Warren takes off the inside corner for ball four. But Warren, second half of last year, hit over 300. And he draws a walk here to help the OBP. Brings up the right-handed hitting, Casey Martin.
Second base, number 11, Casey Martin.
It's 7-2 Biloxi over Pensacola. Martin today, 1-for-3 with a single. One on, nobody out. The pitch. Martin swings and misses, a slider at 79. And the count goes to 0-1. Martin's single back in the second. And back-to-back games with a hit. The pitch nubbed foul first base side. And the count goes to 0-2. It's great to see from Martin. Before he got that single in the fourth inning yesterday, he was 0-for-23 since joining the Shuckers. And understandable given the fact that about a week and a half ago, Martin was playing for the Reading Fighting Phils. Had to pack up all his stuff. The pitch. Slider lifted towards left. Allen charges, and it drops in for a single. Martin rounds first, and it's a multi-hit performance. Warren moves to second. And it's understandable for a little bit of adjustment time after a trade. Martin did not go to Arizona. Took a flight. Actually, not even took a flight. Drove from Reading, Pennsylvania to right outside of Huntsville, Alabama, in Madison, Alabama, where the Shuckers are playing against Rocket City. So a little bit of time just to adjust to being in this clubhouse, being around the Brewers organization. And now he has three hits in his last two games and his first multi-hit performance in a Shuckers uniform this year. Dylan O'Reilly stands in from the left side. The pitch misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. O'Ray tonight, single in the fourth, a double in the second. The 1-0 pitch is a called strike on the inside corner. A changeup at 86, and the count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch misses low, and the count goes to 2-1. The 2-1 pitch. O'Reilly chops it up the middle. Spahn, the shortstop, grabs it, touches second, fires high to first. Hostetler hops about 2 feet in the air to make sure it doesn't go to the screen. Warren to third. Martin's retired. O'Ray reaches on a fielder's choice. And up comes Carlos Rodriguez.
Carlos Rodriguez!
O'Ray is at first. Warren is at third. Rodriguez tonight, 1-for-4 with a 2-RBI double back in the second. Lingering delivers. Rodriguez takes a strike at the knees. The count goes to no balls and one strike. Shockers up by 5. 7-2 in the bottom of the eighth. Lindgren delivers. It misses low, and the count evens 1-1. Shockers back in action tomorrow in the ready. Shane Smith gets the start for Biloxi after a dominant outing last week against Racket City. Struck out 7. That tied his career high over a career high. 5 2/3 innings. The 1-1 pitch is a called strike on the inside corner. Changeup at 86. And the count goes to 1-2. That continues what is a really fun weekend of starting pitching for Biloxi. Henderson today, Smith tomorrow, and then Jacob Mizorowski on Sunday, who was nothing short of dominant on Tuesday. 2-1 pitch. Fouled off. The count evens 2-2. The 2-2 pitch. Rodriguez takes the slider off the inside corner, and the count goes full. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. The 3-2 pitch. Runner off. Rodriguez rolls it towards first. Hostetler grabs it. Warren comes home, the throw to the plate in plenty of time. McIntosh slaps the tag on him, and he's retired. Now 2 away. O'Ray moves to second. Rodriguez reaches on a fielder's choice, and it's Brock Holkin who steps up. Holkin tonight 0-for-2 with a strikeout, but he's walked twice. Came around to score both times, once in the fifth, another time in the seventh. It's 7-2 Biloxi. It's been an offensive explosion for the Shuckers. 7 runs on 10 hits, including 5 hits in the second inning to tie their season high for the most hits in a single inning. Lindgren delivers. Wilkin pops it up. Foul territory, third base side. Wilkin ranges over towards the railing. He has some room, and he makes the catch with about a foot to spare. And that ends the inning. No runs, 1 hit, no errors. 2 runners left on base. We go to the ninth. 7-2 Biloxi on the Shuckers Radio Network.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and downtown Gulfport.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Hello, this is Mike Guerrero, and you are listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Top of the ninth inning. Nate Peterson's out for a Pafford EMS save opportunity. Brought to you by Pafford EMS. Visit them today at PaffordEMS.com. Shuckers up by five. It's a 7-2 score as we end the ninth. Peterson's out for his third inning, which makes this a save situation. A little bit different than the save situation we saw last night from Blake Hallam in a one-run game. This is a five-run lead. The lefty Peterson faces the left-handed hitting Joe Mack. Peterson fires. Mack takes low, and the count goes to 1-0. Mack today 1-for-3 with a double in the sixth. He struck out in the first and again in the third. The 1-0 pitch. Hit on a hop. Morton gets it, retreats back into right, fires to first in time. And Mack's retired for the out. Terrific job, but a liner off. Mack batted 100 miles an hour to corral it quickly. And the righty Paul McIntosh set to step in. But first 10 seconds for station identification on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport. The flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Welcome back to Kiesler Federal Park. Jay McBlake alongside you. It's the top of the ninth, 7-2 Biloxi. Lefty Nate Peterson delivers to the right-handed hitting Paul McIntosh. Misses up and away. Fastball at 91. Peterson in for the save opportunity. He's 0-for-1 in save opportunities this year, though. If he does not convert this one, it would be quite the comeback. The pitch misses low, and the count goes to 2-0. It's a 7-2 lead for Biloxi over Pensacola. Peterson looking for the first save in his professional career. He tallied two of them in college. The 2-0 pitch. Check swing does not go off the outside corner, and the count goes to 3-0. He tallied a save back in 2021 with the St. Cloud Rocks of the Northwoods League, a summer collegiate league and a team based in St. Cloud, Minnesota, near Peterson's hometown. The pitch fouled straight back. And the count goes to 3-1. Right near Peterson's hometown of Lakeville, Minnesota. The other save came during his freshman year of college at Oklahoma State back in 2019. The 3-1 pitch. McIntosh takes up, and it's ball four. It's the first runner that's reached against Peterson tonight. And up comes the left-handed hitting, Cody Morrison.
Second baseman, number 7, Cody Morrison.
Morrison 0-for-3 tonight. Pop out, two ground outs. McIntosh takes his lead off first. Peterson fires. Fouled straight back, and the count goes to no balls and a strike. Shuckers two outs away from clinching at least a series split against Pensacola for the first time this season. The 0-1 pitch. Chopped first base side foul right by first base coach Danny Black. The count goes to no balls and two strikes. In fact, entering this series against Pensacola, it had been tough sledding for Biloxi against the Blue Wahoos this season. They lost 5 of 6 against Pensacola in their first series of the year, and they lost 4 of 5 at this ballpark in their second. 0-2 pitch. Slider misses away, and the count goes to 1-2. You can really feel the energy around this team flip as we've begun the second half of the season. Everybody's records reset to 0-0. The 1-2 pitch misses away, and the count evens 2-2. Nick Merkel talked about it at length on Sunday when we chatted with him for the pregame interview. He talked a lot about, hey, we've been playing good ball to end the first half. The first half ended on Sunday. It's a good atmosphere, and the clubhouse is ready to make a run at the second half title. The 2-2 pitch misses up, and the count goes to 3-2. If you look at the first half, the Shuckers started off. It's one of the hottest teams in minor league baseball. At one point, they had an ERA below 1.65. They won 10 of their first 14. The 3-2 pitch. Morissette takes strike three, outside corner, 91-mile-an-hour fastball. Two away, and the righty Diego Infante comes up as the final hope for Pensacola. Infante 0-for-3 tonight. It is 7-2 Biloxi in the top of the ninth inning. McIntosh takes his lead off first. The pitch rolled through the right side for a base hit. Rodriguez picks it up. McIntosh moves to second. Infante extends his hit streak to 4 in a row. And up comes the right-handed hitting Bennett Hostetler. It is a 7-2 lead for Biloxi. Two out, two on in the top of the ninth inning. Peterson fires. Hostetler takes a curveball low at 84. The count goes to 1-0-0. By the way, stay tuned after the game for the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show. Recap everything from tonight. Look ahead to tomorrow. Shane Smith gets the start on a Saturday night. The 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Slider low at 84. And the count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch misses away, and the count goes to 2-1. It's a changeup at 84 from Peterson. The 2-1 delivery. Hostetler takes strike two. Slider on the outside corner at 84, and Pensacola is down to their final strike. Two balls, two strikes, two away. Peterson delivers. Hostetler takes low, and the count goes full. Fastball at 93. It did not miss by much. McIntosh at second. Infante at first. Both of them will be off with the pitch. Peterson comes set. Miller sets up right down the middle. The payoff pitch, runners go. It's fouled off his front foot and will do it once again. Three balls, two strikes, two away. Biloxi one strike away from winning three of their first four to start the second half. Peterson delivers. Runners go. Swing and a miss. And there it ends. That ends it. A strikeout of Bennett Hostetler. Biloxi has won three of their first four in this six-game set. In the ninth, no runs, one hit, no errors. Two runners left on base. As the Shuckers improve to 3-1 in the second half. 33-38. On the season, and the Blue Wahoos fall to 39-33 on the year, 1-3 on the second half. On the night, Pensacola, two runs, four hits, and an error for Biloxi, seven runs, 10 hits, and no errors. Logan Henderson continues what has been a magical run. And the start to his Double-A career, picks up a win in his fourth consecutive start. And tallies 10 strikeouts for the second time in four Double-A starts, becomes just the 10th Shuckers pitcher in franchise history to record multiple 10 strikeout games in the same season. Luis Palacios gets tanked the loss. He falls to 5-1. and 5. David Blackwell will be joined. By today's player of the game in just a moment. Presented by the Ground Zero Blues Club, official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers. Wait for that, we'll take a break. Come back. The Ground Zero Blues Club post-game show on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Join the Shuckers in honoring servicemen and women on Military Wednesday at the ballpark. At every Wednesday home game, all military personnel can receive a $3 discount on dugout, box, and reserve level tickets. The Shuckers will...
Welcome inside the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show. Jay McBlake alongside you as we wrap things up from a 7-2 Shuckers win over the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. Time to send it down to the field. Darren Miller's alongside David Blackwell.
Fireworks show on the Gulf Coast. What do you think?
Yeah, no, it's going to be fantastic. Everyone's here.
I appreciate you, Darren. Go Shuckers!
That is Darren Miller, tonight's Ground Zero Blues Club player of the game. The Shuckers win it by a 7-2 final. We're back with the Ground Zero Blues Club post-game show after this in the Shuckers Radio Network.
And we're back with the action. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever?
That's right, Jim. With an irresistible taste and zero sugar, Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any sports fan. So make sure you... Wait, Jim, I didn't mean try it right now. We're still on the air.
Best Coke ever? Take a taste, Jen.
Really?
No, not right now, Jen. We got a game to call.
Brand new Shuckers Shop is your destination for all Shuckers, King Cakes, and Beach Chickens merchandise. Doubling in size this past offseason, make sure to stop by for hats, apparels, novelties, and more. Visit the shop at the ballpark or visit them online at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Hey guys, splash in with the newest attraction at the ballpark, Schooner Splash Zone, presented by Gulf Breeze Landscaping. Schooner Splash Zone offers a safe aquatic experience for kids of all ages with over 20 different water spray features. It includes some big and small nautical-themed features, multiple ground sprays, hey, and even a slide. The Splash Zone is free for all kids to use during the 2024 season, so reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
It's time to wrap up today's action. Welcome inside the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show. Let's send it back to the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM.
Welcome inside the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show from the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth at Keesler Federal Park in Biloxi. Javik Blake alongside you as the Shuckers get a big-time win over the Pensacola Blue Wahoos, a 7-2 Shuckers win. That clinches at least a series split. They'll go for a series win tomorrow on a Saturday night. It's a Fireworks Friday postgame. Fireworks going off on the field. One of two fireworks nights on this homestand. The other one coming with the biggest fireworks night of the year on July 3rd. Pensacola, 2 runs, 4 hits, 1 error, while Biloxi, 7 runs, 10 hits, and no errors. Logan Henderson gets the win and continues what has been just a dominant start to his Double-A career. He improves to 4-0, 5 2/3 innings, 3 hits, 2 runs allowed. Both of those runs came on one swing of the bat, a Jacob Marcy 2-run homer, 2 walks, 10 strikeouts, and throws 87 pitches. Henderson also sets a season high with 19 whiffs induced, ties his career high with 10 strikeouts, and becomes just the 10th player in Shuckers franchise history to record multiple starts with at least 10 strikeouts in the same season. And that is since 2015. Henderson's made just 4 Double-A starts. They have been nothing short of marvelous. Shuckers improved to 3-1 in the second half, 33-38 on the year. Pensacola falls to 39-33 on the year, 1-3 in the second half. Time to get to today's scoring summary. Shuckers scored 4 of their 7 runs in the second inning. Xavier Warren started it off with a 2-run homer to left, and then a few batters later, Carlos Rodriguez cashed in with 2 more runs on a 2-RBI double. That made it 4-0 Biloxi. Then Jacob Marcy's homer in the third made it a 4-2 ball game, but the Shuckers got one of those back in the fifth, an RBI double from Darian Miller, and then Miller's first Double-A home run in the seventh. That snuck over the left field wall to give Biloxi a 7-2 win. We'll take a break when we come back. Time to wrap everything up on the Owa Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Stay tuned. We're back after this in the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. Custom Built Trailers MS.com.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with 2 locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kivette Street in Biloxi.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
As the fireworks reach the finale here at Keesler Federal Park in Biloxi, we're wrapping up everything on the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show. Javon Blake alongside you as the Shuckers win it by a 7-2 final against Pensacola. Winning pitcher tonight is Logan Henderson. He improves to 4-0. Luis Palacios, the loss, falls to 5-5. And Nate Peterson picks up his first professional save and his first save since 2021 in the Northwoods League with the St. Cloud Rocks. Time to take a look at the Owa Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Time to take a look around the Southern League. Top of the ninth inning. One game still in action at the moment. It is an 8-2 lead for Chattanooga over Rocket City. They're in a delay in the bottom of the fifth inning. Birmingham leads Tennessee by a 6-1 score. Montgomery defeats Mississippi by a 2-1 final in the lone other game to go final in the Southern League tonight. Time to take a look around the Brewers organization. One game still in action on the minor league side. Bottom of the fourth inning, the ACL Giants lead the ACL Brewers by a 4-2 score. On the big league side, the Brewers have a 4-2 lead thanks to Jackson Churio's first career grand slam. They are through seven innings at American Family Field against the Chicago Cubs. Finals elsewhere, Brewers 1 defeats Brewers 2 by a 7-1 final. Brewers 1 at 11-8, Brewers 2 at 10-8. Carolina improves to 45-27 on the year with a 5-2 win over Lynchburg in single A. In high A, Wisconsin and South Bend postponed due to rain. They'll make it up tomorrow at Neuroscience Group Field at Fox City Stadiums in Appleton. In AAA, Nashville improves to 40-39 with a 6-2 win over Jacksonville. Here, the Shuckers win by a 7-2 final against Pensacola, and they're back at it tomorrow. Shane Smith gets the start 4-2 with a 3.14 earned run average on the season against Tristan Stevens, the right-handed arm who makes his double-A debut. 6:05 first pitch will be at you with pregame at 5:45 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. That'll do it for us tonight from all of us at the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. I'm Javik Blake saying so long. We'll talk to you tomorrow. 5:45 pregame, 6:05 first pitch for Game 5 of this six-game set. Have a great night.
This has been a presentation of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM. For news, stats, schedules, tickets, merchandise, and more,